Of course, this program is not about being happy, happy, happy all the time and making painful feelings or a difficult mood wrong or bad in some way. For example, it would be ridiculous, even crazy, to put down the phone after hearing that your parent or a child or a dear friend was critically injured in the hospital and say, "Oh boy, I'm so happy." In fact, there's actually a vital place for the painful feelings of life, which has both the 10,000 joys and the 10,000 sorrows. For example, sadness, loss, tenderize the heart and help us become more compassionate toward others and, hopefully, even ourselves. Or guilt and remorse teach us about our own actions and how to ground more in our own best self in the future. Anxiety, even real fear, can alert us to genuine threats or other problems. And anger can highlight injustice, harms to people we love, and wrongs that should be righted. This program is not about putting a happy, shiny face on things, nor is it about turning away from the hard things in life. But it is about nourishing a steady, enduring well-being, contentment and peace inside that is a rock, a refuge, a home base, and a place you can always come from. Happiness, then, in the way that I'm meaning it, becomes the container of the experiences of life, the frame that holds them, the space they flow through. And besides giving you a refuge to turn to, this gradually raises your happiness set point so that the thermostat, in a sense, of your daily experience of life shifts toward a more stably positive mood. As a result, slowly but surely, there is less worry, less hurt, less resentment and irritation, less feeling of unworthiness in your mind. We all want to be happy. As the monk Matthieu Ricard has said, no one wakes up in the morning thinking, "May I suffer all day." Besides being a desirable experience, studies have shown that happiness, like other positive emotions, has many enduring benefits. So, for example, emotions organize the mind as a whole, so a feeling like happiness has global effects. Happiness also lowers the stress response in your body by dampening the arousal of the sympathetic nervous system, that's the fight-or-flight stress response wing, and by activating the calming, soothing, parasympathetic wing of your nervous system, helping you feel relaxed and contented. For example, studies have shown that positive feelings reduce the impact of stress on your cardiovascular system, helping your heart stay healthy. Happiness also increases psychological resilience, and it lifts mood and protects against depression. Beyond its emotional components, happiness is an outlook, a kind of perspective on things. It is fundamentally optimistic, with all the benefits that researchers have found for optimism, including protecting against depression. Further, positive emotions like well-being and peacefulness, happiness in other words, help counteract the effects of trauma in the past or other painful experiences. When you remember something painful from your past, your brain first reconstructs that memory, including its emotional associations from a few key elements, and then it reconstitutes that memory in storage with tinges of your state of mind at the time you recalled it. In other words, if you recall an event repeatedly with a glum cast of mind, then your recollection of it will be increasingly shaded negatively. Alternately, if you recall that same thing repeatedly with a realistically upbeat state of mind, then that memory will gradually come to mind more and more with a more neutral quality, even a positive one. You will not forget the facts of whatever happened, but their emotional charge will slowly fade. And that can be a great relief. Also, positive emotions highlight key states of mind so you can find your way back to them in the future, so you can more readily tap into peace or feeling strong and so forth from now on. Happiness is also a great reward for doing the hard things in life, for being virtuous, for kindness and restraint in your relationships, for doing personal practices like exercise or meditation that may not be easy to stick with routinely. And all this supports your ongoing meditation. Finally, happiness also turns us toward helping others. In other words, it's not just self-focused or even self-centered to try to become a happier person. On the downside, being upset or depressed tends to turn us inward, away from other people. While, on the other hand, a basic contentment and joy of living tends to lead us to connect with others and feel we have a surplus of caring to offer them.